You're listening to Real World News.
On Tuesday, December the 7th, social movements present in Cancun for the UN Climate Conference organized a mass mobilization in the streets and also raised their demands inside the space of the official negotiations. Social organizations are already speaking of a Cancun-Hagen, comparing the utter failure of the negotiations in Copenhagen, Denmark, last year, to what is occurring in this Mexican city now, filled with secrecy and lack of transparency. José Elosegui, one of Real World Radio's correspondents in Cancun, told us about the atmosphere inside the official space and talked about the joint press conference by organizations such as La Villa Campesina, Friends of the Earth International, and the Indigenous Environmental Network, with official delegates of countries such as Paraguay and Nicaragua. According to Elosegui, there is a real fear that the result of the negotiations, which will end on Friday the 10th, will be an agreement negotiated by the industrial powers behind the backs of the countries that demand climate justice. Meanwhile, in Cancun streets, marching together with thousands of representatives of the civil society and the social movements, Marcela Sheng talked about the situation in the mass mobilization, which had a strong police presence even from helicopters. The mobilization called by La Villa Campesina International was also carried out in several cities of the world under the theme Thousands of Cancuns for Climate Justice. Our correspondent said that the aim of the march was to arrive at the place where the official negotiations are taking place, to reach the representatives of countries who support an agreement against the main world powers and an agreement that removes market-based mechanisms such as RED or the carbon market from the agenda of the UN.
You're listening to Real World News.